Friday. It's 3 o'clock now. Live from London, Chris Moyles.
Last night, Comedy Dave was on television without me. How did he get on? Find out in 10 minutes.
Hello, Joanna Lumley here.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello, I'm Andy Kershaw. Baby.
Team.
No, it's not really.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1. Just lie back and enjoy it, ladies.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
You're not on yet. Thanks to a lovely Emma B, who's filling in for Mark at Large.
Lovely to see Emma.
I enjoy listening to Mark a lot, it must be said, but to be quite honest, Emma is Emma's a very refreshing change for lots of reasons. I'd say mainly her look. She's more pleasing on the eye than lard, I must admit. No offence, but, you know, lard doesn't wear nice tight white tops.
He's not your type, is he?
Radcliffe does, though, but that's another thing. So it's Friday, we're until 5:45. I'm Chris Moyles. This is Mr. Comedy, so-called Comedy Dave.
Hello.
This is Man of a Thousand Voices, John Culshaw.
Hello.
Gold winner of the Sony Radio Awards on Monday night for his programme Dead Ringers on BBC Four.
Thank you very much.
And he was upstaged by an 80-year-old comedian.
Norman Wisdom, dear, yeah. Oh dear, oh dear. He wouldn't get on with saying what the result was. He was just doing his act on stage.
Very, very funny, but it's like, you know, don't rain on John's parade, old boy. tragic, we never mentioned yesterday the sad news about Ted Rogers from 321 who died. I'm a massive, massive, massive 321 fan. And there was some story in the press last year about me and that curly-haired woman, Bonnie Langford, and Bernie Clifton, when I was allegedly slagging off their show. And it put in there that I'd said something about Ted Rogers as well, which was not true, because I said that Ted Rogers was ace, and he was a god, because I've always been a big fan of his. Bonnie Langford, never been a fan of hers. The old Annie wannabe. Anyway. So John picked his award up from Norman Wisdom, who's a comic legend.
Wow.
And was upstaged by Norman Wisdom, who's a comic legend, and came very close to pushing off the stage Norman Wisdom, who's a comic legend.
He nearly fell off, you know, he always like, doesn't
he? That's because you kneed him in the ribs. You elbowed him in the stomach.
No, I didn't.
Bugger off, old boy.
He looked well, though, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's about 82 or 3.
He's about 5 years older than producer Will.
But he nearly, because he was clowning about on the stage all the time, he nearly fell off the edge. I had to grab him by the arm to stop him falling.
You didn't,
to the floor.
You were pushing him off.
Yeah. I did not, I saved him.
Leave me alone, old boy. It's my turn now.
Be gone from my sight.
So, no, congratulations on your award.
Thanks, love. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We're very pleased for you. By the way, just like to point out that Dave and I won nothing, so, you know, well done on your gold. Really nice of
you. No, this is because you are ahead of your time. No, it's because they think we're vermin scum.
Yeah, but you're the people love you, you see?
Yeah, but the people don't have any bloody gold awards to give us, though, do they?
Wait till you get your gold award from the paper again, like you do most years.
Apart from last year.
Did Foxy get it last year?
Yeah.
Most
Fat
years.
Harley,
you know.
Davidson riding pig. Hey, speaking of fat pigs, Dave was on TV last night on BBC Choice on a show called Liquid News, presented by another fat pig. What's his name?
Christopher Price.
Yeah, that's it. Think he's a fat guy.
He's a large man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bald, no hair. Was he sweating? Did he smell?
No.
Okay, fair enough. You did very, very well.
Thank you very much.
Watched it last night. Did you see it last night, Will?
No, I missed it, I'm afraid.
John, did you see it?
No, I can't get BBC Choice.
No. So, obviously, very important channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
The future is meant to be good for that channel, so I read in the grapevine.
The future's bright, apparently.
Yeah. And they say that one day that channel will be seen by millions of people, but not at the moment, no, Dave. No. But you were very good.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about it, if that's all right, and kind of not critique it, but run through it for people like Will and John and Lizzie who didn't see it, and for the rest of the audience. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the audience were tuned in, but before we do that, how do you feel it went?
I thought it was okay. It's my first attempt. Reasonably happy with it.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it, you know, there's a few annoying things. I played with my trainers all the way through.
you were picking at your trainers.
Yeah, picking stones out my feet.
I got an email from somebody who says, saw Dave on TV last night. Can you please ask him what that annoying itch was that he seemed to have? Because you were scratching yourself all the way through the show.
It's weird the way you kind of, you notice that you pick up nervous mannerisms.
Yeah.
And I was scratching my head, I was picking my feet, and I said, you know, about 100 times throughout it, but you know.
Well, we're going to talk about it, but we'll play a record first, just to annoy you, and then we'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
Mungus.
BBC Choice last night, it's a show called Liquid News, and Comedy Dave was on. I made an appearance at some point, and I wasn't even there.
Where was that from?
I have no idea. Anyway, we'll talk about it after Aaron Soul.
My baby, I'm sorry when we were last faced.
Aaron Soul and Ring, Ring, Ring. My telephone keeps ringing. We'll pick it up then.
He's put it down.
There's nobody there. What a waste of time. So, because I don't have BBC Choice, we went down to the local pub to watch it. And we had the TV on. And we got all the people in the pub watching it.
Didn't you get to turn the jukebox off as well?
Yeah, we did, yeah. Because the jukebox comes on. If no one puts money in for 10 minutes, the jukebox automatically comes on. So halfway through one of your links, Spandau Ballet's True started playing. Let's review Dave's appearance on TV last night on BBC Choice.
Liquid News. Live with Christopher Price.
Doesn't that theme sound like some poor Big Brother theme?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh!
Is that the Liquid News theme?
It's the Liquid News theme, yeah. All right, here we go.
Good evening. These are tonight's headlining stories.
Yeah.
Tom goes in hard on porn star with a $100 million lawsuit.
Hard.
Dawson's Creek puts a rocket up TV history with teen gay kissing.
Ooh.
And your lucky cow, Phoenix the calf, gets a celebrity milking from Shane Ritchie.
Cow.
Quite sure which one was Shane Ritchie. Anyway, we'll find out later. Hello, thank you for joining us live on Choice. Right. Tom is tired of it. It hurts his children.
Mm.
And damn it, he's going to stop it.
What was that guy like?
Very close.
What was he like?
Yeah.
He was very nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He seemed to like you.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, he was very nice. He, yeah. He looked after me.
Do you know much about him? Is he married with children?
I have no idea, actually. I know very little about him.
Seems very masculine when you watch it. Very kind of tough, masculine, married man. Very heterosexual. Anyway, so straight away you could tell that he was more interested in you as the guest. There were two guests, weren't they? It was yourself and the daughter of Joan Collins.
Yes, Tara Newley.
Right, okay. Straight away you could tell he was impressed with Comedy Dave.
Really?
This is your intro.
Watching very closely what they say tonight. So anyone's Comedy Dave, who is of course your sister, Mr. Moyle, sent you on this afternoon show.
Yes, I'm his right-hand man, apparently.
Oh, dear. Had a bit of a laugh there with him, did you? There? A nice little chat. Oh, you assist Chris Moyles, don't you, in the afternoon? Yes, I do. I'm his right-hand man. Oh, very nice. Oh, dear. And he introduces Tara.
Also with us is the writer and broadcaster Tara Newley Firstlow, live to Los Angeles.
Doesn't even talk to her. Doesn't even acknowledge the fact that she's there. Well, very nice. Sure or what? But you didn't like him very much, though, did you?
Who?
The guy, the presenter, Christopher Price, or what was his name?
No, as I said before, he was very nice.
You thought he fancied you or something, so you straight away, I would imagine, you started shying away from him.
No. I didn't feel that he fancied me, and...
The intro said it all, the fact that he was very keen to talk to you and not keen to talk to her,
right.
I.e. keen to talk to a man but not keen to talk to a woman.
Right.
You obviously spotted this straight away, and you said, well, I'm sending out no signals that I may be interested in, you know, in the same way, so you backed off, is that right?
Well, obviously, you're going to roll the clip and prove me wrong.
Well, it's just that every time he asked you a question, you said no.
Kyle Bravitt, but has anyone seen any of his work yet?
No, I'm not familiar with his work.
Do you have a problem with Hollywood?
No, not a problem.
Would you like to have been there?
No.
Do you know anyone in particular who might be interested?
Not off the top of my head, no. I mean, no.
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 Do you think she would?
No.
Wow!
So you're sensing kind of negative energy coming back.
Well, then I think you started sensing it as well, and then you thought you'd change your tactics.
Now, shock jock man, I suppose, you know, some people say in Britain that he's not exactly a shock jock, Mr. Moyles, but he does go places other presenters don't.
Yes, I think that's a fair point.
Hey! He finally got a positive answer out of you!
Cynical and negative, so-called Comedy Dave.
That's how it said it on the little graphic on the screen, so-called Comedy Dave. But then again, obviously you had the last laugh because it turns out his presenting skills weren't that good.
Well, while Tom's been suing the pants off, should we just start this whole thing again? Let's go back to the top on AutoCue, please. Let's have a look at this one again. I'm worried about the lawyers still. Have a go. Now, while Tom's
very,
suing
very
the
butch,
pants
isn't
off,
he?
Porn stars.
Very, very butch. Let's pick up on that butchness again, shall we?
I'm worried about the lawyers still. Have a go. Now, while Tom...
The hand went out and everything.
Sort of like if you had Dale Winton's voice but then sort of compressed it, you'd be kind of in that area, wouldn't you?
Then, of course, as you've already mentioned, there was the very famous, you know, link.
Let me guess, have you put these all together?
No.
Bings on
this
them.
Is one answer from Dave, which we've now called the, you know, link. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, the shock jock thing is difficult, you know. I mean, I think it only really applies to one man, which is kind of Howard Stern, really. But yeah, you know, I mean, we push stuff a little bit on the show, but I think we just go places that other people either can't for, you know, their legals, you know, their bosses and whatnot.
He does tend to humiliate you just a little bit, doesn't he? How are you with all that?
I'm fine. I mean, we know each other.
There you go. Eight herbs and your nose. Oh, it's classic. It was classic. And then, of course, it was right at the end of the show, and the guy who was presenting it was so keen to make sure that you were happy with your appearance, he asked you how you did, or how you thought you got on.
Yeah.
That was very nice. So what words were used, and this is for John and Will, what words were used when the question asked was, how do you think Dave got on? Is it A, average, B, all right, or C, smashing?
This is Dave's reply, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, in the reply to how do you think you got on, how did you do, average, all right, or smashing, John?
All right.
Okay. Will?
I also say all right. It's a very Dave thing.
Let's find out.
Now, you're dissecting the show, it says on your website on Radio 1, aren't you, your appearance. How do you think it went for you?
What, so far?
Yeah, we're over. We've got 10 seconds left on the show.
I think it was average. I think it was all right, maybe, first go. I don't know.
What, Tara?
I think you did smashing.
There you go. Let's say goodbye. Thank you very much for being
here. Smashing's not really one of my words.
No. See you live here, we hope, at 8:30 tomorrow if the lawyers haven't got to us first.
Right.
Everyone on the team, thank you very much for watching. Goodbye.
At this point, he leans over and shakes Dave's hand. Now, I have it on good authority from somebody who works for the show. That never happens. Never happens. He liked you, did he?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know.
Didn't he say that he'd like to see you back on the show one day?
I think he did, yeah.
Betty would like to see you back on the show.
Is it an open invitation?
I've no idea, Will. But for what it's worth...
He really hopes you get into TV. He'd be right behind you.
Yeah. No, they were nice people. He was a nice man. I'd like to go back on. That's it. Final comment.
Ah. I'm sure he'd like to have you back on. Round of applause, Mr. Comedy Dave, his big television appearance last night. From that show as well, there's going to be something else that we're going to talk about, which was a show on BBC Choice Tonight. I think it's called That Gay Show.
Mm.
Do you watch that, Will?
No.
Does Christopher Price present that?
I've no idea.
Oh, okay. So Jerry Halliwell is on it, and she's been interviewed. Now, as being well documented on the show, Jerry Halliwell has a problem with opening her gob 15 seconds before her brain knows what she's going to say. Plus, she likes to endear herself to everybody on the planet. So, being interviewed for That Gay Show on BBC Choice, Jerry Halliwell came up with this classic quote.
I'm a gay man almost trapped in a girl's body.
Right. What a dippy tart.
One big Sunday.
This summer, Radio 1 brings you One Big Sunday 2001. Seven massive concerts, all across the UK, and all totally free.
One big Sunday.
Kicking off this Sunday from 2, live from Morpher Fields in Swansea, with Jamie Theakston and Chris Moyles, featuring JJ72, Wheatus, Spooks, S Club 7, Architects, Shaggy, and Hearsay.
One Big Sunday.
For more information, visit Radio 1 online.
Listen live at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. One Big Sunday 2001. This Sunday from 2, live from Morpher Fields in Swansea. Only with Radio 1.
And I shall be there, live, on One Big Sunday.
Yeah, the shock jock thing is difficult, you know. I mean, I think it only really applies to one man, which is kind of Howard Stern, really. But yeah, you know, I mean, we push stuff a little bit on the show, but I think we just go places that other people either can't for, you know, their bosses, legals, you know, their bosses and whatnot.
He does tend to humiliate you just a little bit, doesn't he? How are you with all that?
I'm fine. I mean, we know each other.
Oh, no. That's the excellent sounds of Coldplay there, and one of their songs. So, Sunday is going to be the first of the One Big Sundays. Please be there. It's at Sellotape Park in Swansea. Where is it again?
Morpher Fields.
Morpher Fields, that's it. Morphy Richards Fields in Swansea. Thanks. And if you want to see Dave on Liquid News from last night, you can go to Radio 1 online, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And then go to our page and go to the latest news. And then there's a hyperlink, I believe they're called, to get you onto the Liquid News bit. And you can get a video of Dave on the telly.
Great.
Looking beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Do you know what I mean, John?
I know exactly what you mean.
Radio 1.
Right, MMP's Cold as Ice and Emma Bunton coming up. After news of Carolyn, it's 3:30.
The Jill Dando murder trial has begun.
Radio 1.
The man accused of shooting Jill Dando on her doorstep 2 years ago has gone on trial. A jury at the Old Bailey has heard that 42-year-old Barry George from southwest London was fascinated with the army and guns and obsessed with celebrities. He denies murdering the Crime Watch presenter. Finance union leaders are calling for the Halifax and the Bank of Scotland to shelve plans to cut 2,000 jobs as part of a merger deal. The companies have decided to form Britain's fifth biggest bank. Ged Nichols is from the Independent Union of Halifax Staff.
We're going to get into detailed talks with the employers over the next few days and see what we can do to ensure that if those jobs are indeed to be lost at all, they're lost through natural wastage rather than through redundancy.
Police have made an arrest after a man burst into a major ITV studio complex claiming he had a bomb. Detectives sealed off the London television centre this morning. 10 IRA men shot dead by security forces in Northern Ireland during the 80s and 90s did have their human rights violated, according to judges in Europe. Their families will each get £10,000 compensation after launching separate cases. But the Northern Ireland Secretary, John Reid, says their main arguments haven't been proven.
There is no finding of unlawful killing here, of shoot-to-kill policy. There's no finding against the security forces on the ground. It is about procedures.
More areas of the countryside closed to stop the spread of foot and mouth have been reopened. They include a number of paths on Mount Snowdon and in Dumfries and Galloway. Dartmoor is also being partially opened again, but pub owner Kristen Pladell is pleased that officials have held back until now.
I think they needed to be cautious, really, but we didn't realise it would affect us so much. We're sort of probably about 80% down on what we would normally be for this time of the year.
Gianluca Vialli is starting to unveil his new coaching lineup at Watford. The former Chelsea boss has brought in Ray Wilkins and Steve Coppell to join him at Vicarage Road when he becomes the new manager in July. And Richard and Judy are leaving this morning to host a live chat show on Channel 4. ITV producers say they're already looking for replacements for the pair. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, Chris.
Do you know what I mean?
What's that meant to mean?
Dave.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you?
Maybe.
Do you actually know what I mean?
No.
John.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
You do? See, he knows what I'm talking about.
I'm lost.
Carolyn?
No idea at all.
Nope. You're not allowed to ask anybody. Please don't anybody tell her. And I want you to see if you can work it out by 4:30. Okay?
1 hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one tell her upstairs in Newsbeat. Has someone told you already?
Tell me now.
No, 4:30. You've got to work it out.
Okay.
It's to do with...
I'm working on it.
Thank you. So why have Richard and Judy resigned? Is that real?
Yes, they are leaving this morning. They're going to Channel 4.
To do what?
To do another sort of chat show, live 5 days a week chat show.
In the morning or at night time?
I think in the morning, but that's still to be confirmed.
Really?
Mm. More money, obviously.
Mm. I wonder why they're... I wonder if they're peed off with ITV?
Maybe.
Ooh. And this news came out today?
Just this afternoon.
Really?
Mm.
And does it say when they're going to leave?
No, because it's still sort of breaking as we come to air.
Are we trying to
update you at 4:30?
Are we trying to get hold of them?
Yes, we are.
Really?
We will get them, I think.
Would you like me to help?
No.
Seriously, I know Richard Madeley's a big fan. What did Richard Madeley say about us?
He's incandescently rude about us.
Yeah, he said it, but he didn't sound like C-3PO, but he did say it.
So, Master, we're doomed.
Well, that would be great, wouldn't it? This morning with C-3PO and Judy. Right, well, coming up in the phone-in, it's all about, if you have a car.
And I shall be reprogrammed. And I shall be reprogrammed. It was very quickly. It's very difficult. I'll do Denise Roberts, and that's the only one I can do from that show.
I can do Carl Wilde, that Yorkshire, that kind of northern fella who does the flower stuff, who gets very excited.
It's a bit camp, isn't it?
I've got all these lovely flowers, and at this time of year, they really are beautiful. What do you think, Carolyn?
That's good, actually. That's very accurate.
So, obviously, Carolyn spends the entire morning watching Richard and Judy. No work going on there, eh, love?
I love Richard and Judy.
All right, well, listen, if you want, I can put a plea out in the air for Richard...
Go on, then.
...and or Judy to call in.
Both will do, yeah.
Because I'm sure that Judy would be only too pleased to talk to the nation via this show.
Go on, then.
You know, we've always been a big fan of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
We've said nothing but nice things about them. Shut up, Dave. And I will be, seriously, genuinely now, I would love to have them on the show for just a little phone call just to find out what's going on.
Okay.
Dave?
I'm right behind you.
Thank you very much. Like Liquid News all over again.
Starry Tara Newley, Comedy Dave Vitti, and that ever so nice Christopher Price. Starry Tara Newley, Comedy Dave Vitti, and that ever so nice Christopher Price. It's the good news.
Got an email from my agent saying stop knocking Christopher Price. I'm not knocking him. Talented, very, very talented boy. Dave and him got on very, very well last night, didn't he?
It's a nice bloke, yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, I was just pointing out the show from last night. That's all. Far be it from me to say that he's somebody who fluffs his lines.
Well, while Thomas Bean is suing the pants off.
Nice.
If anybody asks you to stop doing something, it's like a red rag to a bull, and you just do it more and more and more.
I find him very masculine.
I'm worried about the lawyers still. Have a go. Now, while
Hello, let's go. Oh, dear.
Shut up!
Okay. Let's play Will's jingle again that you made years ago on local radio.
Across Surrey and Hampshire, from the mighty Hogsback transmitter, with 4,000 watts of music power, this is Radio Mercury.
Will?
Yeah?
Email from Ben Langley, which says, with reference to producer Will's Radio Mercury jingle...
Across Surrey and Hampshire, from the mighty Hogsback transmitter, with 4,000 watts of music power.
He says, I thought you might like to know that 4,000 watts is slightly less than the output of two average household kettles.
But it's very powerful for a radio transmitter.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. So if we got three kettles, we'd have a far bigger transmitter power than that radio station.
I guess so, yeah.
Wow.
Across Surrey and Hampshire, from the mighty Hogsback transmitter.
With slightly less than the output of two average household kettles.
Power. This is Radio Mercury.
Kettle FM.
I'm going to ring the engineers and find out how much air transmitters are.
God, you're such an
animal. It's not important.
It is important because you're slagging it off.
Where's Big Blubber?
Oh, it's over here.
We went out training again today. We haven't been training all week for
Johnny,
reasons.
Get off my headphones.
Hang on.
It's a shambles.
I can't find it.
Shut up, Will.
You're so professional.
Last track.
He's like, the guy's a radio genius, isn't he? What are you doing?
John's caught up in my headphones.
Shut up, Will. Shut up, Will. Shut up, Will.
You're such a moron.
Shut up, Will.
You stupid grey-haired old man. So I went out running today, and believe it or not, there was myself, Dave, Will, and Lizzie.
Hiya.
And we all went out running, so we thought we'd do an update of how we're getting on. It's today's Big Blubber. Four people, 59 stone, and one fitness expert. This is Big Blubber. The Big Brother contestants have been training for over 3 months now, and everyone seems to be making progress. Even Lizzie turned out for one session this week.
The appearance of the sun coincided with Lizzie's return to exercise. She had a one-on-one with me today as the other boys ran around on their own, which was great because she actually managed to keep going all the way around the park. And it's quite entertaining for me because Lizzie always has a lot more gossip to give than the boys.
Yeah.
We hope to see her back on form next week. I guess it's all dependent on the weather, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath, love. Once a month is good enough for Lizzie. Dave's success on the run continues. Yeah. But when it comes to team games, Dave is about as coordinated as a May Day rioter.
Today we saw another speedy performance at the end, which were basically trying to improve cardio, but also coordination and flexibility. Mm. This is obviously not one of Dave's strong points, but he soon realised how to play the game when the punishment for missing a pass was 10 press-ups.
That was my idea, by the way.
Good.
My idea, the 10 press-ups.
You're a genius.
And how many times did he have to get down and give us some?
Twice.
Ha-ha! Jane has concerns for Will as he struggles on the runs, but her advice is clear.
Will still seems to be recovering from his week away at Castle Greyhead. I know that was 2 weeks ago, but he's finding running a bit of a laborious task. Mm. I have tried to reiterate the fact to him that he must avoid smoking and having a cup of coffee just as we walk out the door. So next week, hopefully, he'll heed my advice.
At last, the effects of Chris's fitness regime are showing results, as Jane noticed this week.
I haven't seen much of Chris this week, but he put in a really good run today.
Yeah.
He did a run of about 17 minutes for a run that normally takes about 20.
Yeah.
So that was really encouraging. And on Monday, I met up with him when we went to the osteo, and he was wearing a suit which he wore on his birthday. Yeah. When it was actually really quite tight-fitting, it's now like a tent on him.
Yeah.
Clearly, as he loses the pounds off his body, he's also going to have to be losing some more pounds from his pocket and obtain a new wardrobe.
Tune in next week for even more Big Blubber. I thought she was going to say, as he loses more pounds on his stomach, he's going to have to lose more pounds by paying me even more, because I'm going to put my prices up. It's easy for me to say. Shut up! Oh, well, well done, everybody. We all did well. John, you're going to have to come out with us next week.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You have to pay, mate.
Yeah. Oh, it's all right. I'll just drive around the park in my car. My years of dreaming have finally come to an end. It looks like I am going to have a wish come true.
What?
Page 23 of today's Sun newspaper. Don't know if any of you saw it. Obviously, you'd have been thinking about me. No?
No.
I'm not sure. What is it?
Emma Bunton has revealed that she likes playing with her boobs.
Mm.
She told Sky Magazine that she wished men had boobs because she likes the feel of them. Oh, I told you being fat had its up points.
Something curious about this broadcast.
Good morning to you.
Oakley Doakley, listener Doe. It's breakfast on Radio 1.
The Snooper has been on. Sarah, love the show, but it's missing something. Snoop, we want Snoop. We need more Snoop. If there's no Snoop, there's no Snoopers. Lots of love from a Snooper. Who sounds completely stable.
Radio 1
with Sarah Cox.
So the Iron Caption picture today, very intriguing. It's a mystery clown. The caption is, are you sure you bought hair removal cream? Eh? Sazzle.
Have you managed to count up all the emails that we got offering you a place in the circus? You know, in our sell sassels of the circus, amazing item on the show. How many have we had? Just the one.
A Radio 1 breakfast show with Sarah Cox.
Cox in the gang here till 10.
Turn it up very loud.
The Radio 1 breakfast show with Sarah Cox.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1. Shut up!
Me with the four show, kicking with your torso, boys.
Yeah. Should we have another laugh at producer Will's stupid jingles from years ago? John?
They were ingenious in their time.
Across Surrey and Hampshire, from the mighty Hogsback transmitter.
Moron.
With 4,000 watts of music power. This is Radio Mercury.
John,
Radio Mercury.
As a professional radio broadcaster, how would you rate that jingle that Will made? And I want an honest review, please.
Okay. At the time, you know, he was really, really trying hard there. I'm sure listening back now, he can see the faults in it and how it's improved.
What were the faults in it, John?
Well, I
don't want you pussying out.
Well, first of all, you know, it just sounds, you know, naff to say,
ooh, powerful transmitter.
Okay.
You know, and to
naff?
Talk in a natural voice.
Yeah.
You don't need to sound as though you're Derek Jameson with a cold.
Fake voice, you're saying? Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Just say it.
How could he improve himself?
Well, first of all, not mention 4,000 watts. Because, you know, that is enough power to make several cups of tea, apparently,
right,
as one email pointed out. I don't know, just write a different script and get someone in.
There's nothing left, John. You've taken everything out of that. Stupid voice, bad script.
But I don't know how many years ago that was done. Probably quite a few years ago. But the enthusiasm was there.
Okay, so
enthusiasm was there.
Okay, so bad points, you're saying. Naff voice.
Right.
And just generally naff, fake voice,
right,
and a bad script. But the good points, lots of enthusiasm.
Lots of enthusiasm.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you very much, John.
It's 10:05. Let's talk to Dave. And the regional FM weather. Mainly clear this evening, 4 Celsius, 39 Fahrenheit, the overnight low. The morning dry and mainly sunny, but showers developing in the afternoon and feeling cold in the fresh westerly winds. Temperatures down to 9 Celsius, 48 degrees Fahrenheit in the morning. Well, good evening, I'm John Culshaw, your new Sunday night voice. With you till 2 a.m, so do stick with us. The Happy Mondays.
The Happy Mondays.
So you're saying about Will's jingles, fake voice, bad script and naff, but plenty of enthusiasm.
What a strange sort of coincidence.
You keep on giving me the hold up. You used to be my Romeo.
Let's talk to Dave. And the regional FM weather. Mainly clear this evening, 4 Celsius, 39 Fahrenheit, the overnight low. The morning dry and mainly sunny, but showers developing in the afternoon and feeling cold in the fresh westerly winds. Temperatures down to 9 Celsius, 48 degrees Fahrenheit in the morning. Well, good evening, I'm John Culshaw, your new Sunday night voice. With you till 2 a.m, so do stick with us. Happy Mondays.
www.bbc.co.uk/. See, we're not always predictable. You're expecting the Eddie Stobart mix there.
But we don't do that. It's passé.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I am your father. Yes, I do know what you mean.
Oh, thank you very much. Without saying, do you know what it is yet, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Will?
Haven't got the first clue.
All right, one more time. Will, get close to the microphone.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's a very, 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 very old joke, but I still like it.
I haven't heard it.
What do you say when I do that? What do you say in return?
Star Wars theme. I don't know. I have no idea.
It is not yet the time, my friend.
If you're going to do it, will you give me a wink to put the echo on?
The time is not now.
Oh, dear.
Way too much echo.
We have a very, very funny, two very funny John Cultural calls to play today.
We were larking about, weren't we?
We were having a bit of a laugh, yeah, weren't we? Yeah, a bit of a cheeky laugh. It was funny. Mm. And we did them the other day. And John comes in and he goes, I'm thinking about doing this call, I'm thinking about doing that call, right? And then what happens is he sits down and then decides to do something else completely different, right?
That's the beauty of it, the spontaneity. The spontaneousness.
Spontaneity. So we've got two calls to play out later on. One which is Tony Blair ringing the store manager of a well-known record store in London. Just asking him to name some popular tunes that Tony can buy for his kids.
Right.
Right. And all the way through the call, when we did it, I'm thinking, this guy is obviously, he's not fooled by it. Because as much as he wasn't being rude, he wasn't being particularly impressed that he was talking to Tony Blair.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, he's obviously sussed it because he's kind of playing him for a bit of a fool. Until right at the end, when we put the phone down, and I still don't think I don't think he knew it was a wind-up at all. And then, it's like, I can't remember whether you left in the bit where, can I rely on your vote? Did you leave that in?
No, I took that out, actually.
And the guy goes, no, you can't, actually.
So you explained it afterwards, I'm thinking, yeah?
Nah, I can't remember if we did or not, I don't know. Who cares? You know, the guy's got a story to tell his, you know, he's got a dinner party story, isn't he?
Right.
So, we're going to play this call, which is very short, and it's quite surreal. John, would you like to explain the one gag that inspired it?
It was just pertaining to the piece of music I was listening to at the time. We thought, oh, yeah, we could do that. So we annoyed a cab firm.
Hello?
Hello, is that the car company?
Now, before I play this call in full...
Yes.
Can I say what they should listen out for or not?
Go on, then.
Will?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the...
Yeah.
Okay. This call is very, very surreal because it's basically, it's a one-gag call, right? However, it made it even funnier when the guy that John was talking to, out of the blue, belched down the phone.
It's very subtle, though. You have to, like, be really sharp to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is that the car company?
Yes, it is.
Can I book a taxi for me? My name is Mr. Shaggy.
Yeah, where are you going?
Great Portland Street. How long before you can get here?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Where are you going?
We want to rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Uh-huh.
How much to rock down to Electric Avenue and then to take it higher?
£16.
And how much if we want to take it higher?
Yeah, okay, £20.
To take it higher. Very good, very good.
You want to book it? Excuse me.
That's all right, Mr. Lover Lover. It happens.
No problem.
So thank you very much, Mr. Lover Lover. So I'll see you in 2 hours for £16.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Mr. Lover Lover.
Bye.
Knew the signs wasn't right. I was stupid for a while. Swept away by you. And now I feel like the fool.
Excuse me.
So confused. My heart's bruised. Was I ever loved by you?
Out of
reach. So I fell there for me.
Gabrielle from Bridget Jones's Chick Flick and Out of Reach. All of John's calls, by the way, you can get at radio... Oh, dear.
Sort it out.
I can't stop coughing today.
Here, try one of these.
What are they?
It'll relieve you in seconds.
Oh, okay.
They're miniature heroes.
They're the kind of things that I've been looking for years. I remember the very first cough sweet my grandfather gave me.
Do you know, I can still remember the very first ciggies given to me by my grandfather. They were Capstan Full Strength, and I was just a boy.
I can't read it.
I'll read it. Good to hear.
You read it. Well, you wrote it. You know what it is.
And now, producer William, with an announcement.
Just to remind you that if you want to hear any of John's spoof calls, they're all on the Radio 1 website. Radio 1.
Online.
Go to our mini site and click on the little jukebox.
Shut up, Will.
Loads of bits from the show.
Shut up, Will.
And all John's calls.
Shut up, Will. Speaking of Will and how he should... Shut up. This morning, stayed at our lass's and she had to be up at the crack of dawn. No jokes, please, Will. And I heard somebody's phone go, and I thought, who the hell's going to be ringing somebody at this time in the morning? It was my phone. So I open it, and there's one of those wacky text messages that you get. Now, my friend Kevin McNulty, who's a high-powered businessman, is obsessed with wacky text messages, and he's already sent one this afternoon. He sent me 6 one night in a row. And it's like, you know, you read them and you go, huh? And then delete them. Right, that's what you do. But Will is obsessed with them as well. So he sent me one, and I'm going, what? 7:57 this morning. I don't get out of bed normally till 10. Not even 8 o'clock, and he's sending me wacky, bonkers text messages.
You were training, I thought you'd be up.
Shut up, Will! You must be joking. Anyway, I shall get my own back on. Shut up, Will! Shut up, Will! Before the news. That's all I'm prepared to say.
Okay.
Shut up, Will!
One big Sunday. One big
this summer, Radio 1 brings you One Big Sunday. 2001. 7 massive concerts. All across the UK and all totally free.
One
totally
big free. Sunday.
Kicking off this Sunday from 2. Live from Morpher Fields in Swansea. With Jamie Theakston and Chris Moyles. Featuring JJ72, Wheatus, Spooks, S Club 7, Architects, Shaggy and Hearsay.
Big Sunday.
For more information, visit Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. One Big Sunday 2001. This Sunday from 2, live from Morpher Fields in Swansea. Only with Radio 1.
And when I walk out on stage on Sunday, I want big chance of Milesy, 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 Milesy. And when Jamie Theakston walks out on stage and they announce his name right at the beginning, I want to hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, live on stage in Swansea, Jamie Theakston! That will be hilarious. He'll hate me for it, but it'll be very funny.
He hates you anyway.
Oh, well, even for God's sake, the guy goes out with a movie star. He should be grateful.
Here we go.
For what?
Huh?
For what?
For...
Stargate.
Small mercies.
Here's Top Loader. Yeah, and so does Jamie, apparently. When that moon is big and bright as a supernatural world of light, everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Here we go.
Shut up, Will. Shut up, Will. Shut up, Will. Shut up, Will. Everybody in the moonlight. Shut up, Will. Works, doesn't it?
Really, yeah.
Have I said recently how great Top Loader are?
Do you know, they're one of my favourite bands at the moment.
And I believe that also John Culshaw is a huge Top Loader fan as well.
I am a huge Top Loader
fan. And so is Lizzie. You love Top Loader, don't you?
I'm a pig for them.
And you're a pig for them.
Really?
Yeah.
And producer Greyhead is also a big fan of Top Loader.
I love them.
You know their album, Monkers, Tronkers, Monkers?
Onkers Big Mocker.
Onkers Big Tronkers.
Yes.
Sold over 1 million copies, I believe.
I heard that,
includes
yeah.
4 smash hit singles.
No.
Yeah. Onkers, Monkers, Bonkers.
Why are you doing this huge plug for this?
Because I just love Top Loader. They're great.
There's no...
As Tony the Frosty's Tiger said...
They're great.
Anyway, there you go.
Did you know a Top Loader was a type of washing machine from the 1970s?
That's great, John. On Saturday...
Hang on. Jesus. It's also a type of video from the 80s.
Shut up, Will! 1, 2, 3... Shut up, Will!
I wonder which appliance they're
using. Hang on,
Jesus, you're worse.
1, 2, 3.
Shut up, John!
It's just like the Radio 1 Breakfast Show from 1988, isn't it? Here's Sybil with the weather. Saturday, 12th of May, by the way, a week tomorrow, we're going to be doing the show live from a hotel in Cardiff, getting ready for the FA Cup final. Mark Chapman will be with us. There'll be some celebrity football supporters too. And you can come and see the show.
Wow.
Meet me and Dave.
Hello.
And then hang around to watch the game on a big screen afterwards.
Nice.
Just register for a special edition of Hello, I'm Listening, which we'll play tomorrow morning. Give us your name and phone number at hello.listening@bbc.co.uk. If we can't be with you back during the show, hello?
Keep going.
Then you answer with, hello, I'm listening. We do it every Saturday morning. And you plus one will join us in Cardiff the following week for our big FA Cup final party. You'll have to make your own way back to Cardiff and don't get to the other match, but you'll be part of a small audience to watch the show. So how about that?
That's good.
Hello.listening@bbc.co.uk. Give us your name and phone number. Some point tomorrow between 10 and 1, we'll ring some of these numbers. If you answer with, hello, I'm listening, then you and a mate can be coming to see us in Cardiff. And then watching the FA Cup on a massive screen just across the road from where they're playing it.
That's really good.
Yeah. In other words, we couldn't get you tickets. But, so we're going as near to it as we can.
You'll be close-ish to the action.
Oh, so close.
Oh, but that's all right, because you'll be there with them, of course.
Exactly.
Shut up, Will!
Let's hear Will's jingles again.
Across Surrey and Hampshire, yeah. From the mighty Hogsback transmitter,
yeah.
With 4,000 watts of music power. This is Radio Mercury.
You've always had a thing about making your own jingles, haven't you, Will?
Well, no, it's my profession.
Cue the tape of Simon Mayo from the late 80s.
Simon Mayo. Radio 1. FM.
This is how long
well,
this
hello,
is.
Good morning. It's 3 minutes past seven. Tuesday, November the 29th, the 334th day of this year. Sorry, was I spitting then?
I need an umbrella sitting here.
Phil Collins, Two Hearts. Will Kinder from Woking in Surrey has sent in some little jingle ideas.
Oh, no!
No way.
The Breakfast Show with really nice people. Who can we get to say that?
Ted.
No, I don't. The Breakfast Show just bursting with beautiful human people. And he's got this great idea for a sticker. AM with SM on FM.
Wow. You were just full of ideas even in those early days.
Sad man.
I was full of it, wasn't I? Yeah.
Yeah. So how did he go from AM on FM with SM to... What went wrong? Ideas of jingles on Radio 1, and then a few years later, you were making this crap. What a talented bunch we all are. Soul Nugget at Radio 1. Should we stop playing them all?
Yeah,
you're quite happy
with that.
I don't mind, but I think the listeners are probably completely bored by now.
Radio 1.
Crazy Town's Butterfly and S Club 7's Don't Stop Moving. Coming up, here's Carolyn and Andrew with News of Sport. It's 4:30.
The Jill Dando murder trial has begun.
Ronnie O'Sullivan leads Joe Swale 10-6 in the other. I'm Andrew Cotto.
And the weather drizzle tonight, tomorrow and Sunday. Sunny spells across the whole country. We'll update the news and the sport at 5.
Oh, Richard and Judy.
Mm.
So you got an exclusive interview with them then by the sound of that press conference clip?
It was very interesting. And it was very clear and you could hear what they were saying, so that's all
for
you.
Oh, come on. Who from Newsbeat went down to that?
Claire Bradley.
Was she sitting at the back of the room, or was she sitting in a completely different room altogether?
No.
How far away does Judy sound on that clip?
She was on the front row.
Play it.
Fascinating and new and tremendously challenging and interesting.
Fascinating, yes, really good. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Is that right for level?
Why isn't she this close?
Don't know.
So, Judy, what do you think about the future for you, Richard?
Now, don't be mean.
Well, as I said, I think it will be an exciting show.
We can't hear you.
Sorry, I think it'll be an exciting show.
We can't hear you. Richard?
Yes, well, as I said, I think it's going to be a great show.
The Dream Team presents Richard and Judy.
Anyway, Carolyn?
They're off.
Carolyn?
Yes. It's your new theme tune when you and Dave take over.
Have you no idea what that is?
Star Wars.
But?
But
what reference has it to today?
Absolutely no idea.
Today is
Friday.
The date?
May the 4th.
Be with you! I can't believe we milked that gag for an hour and you didn't know. Have you never heard that before?
Yes, I have heard it. I've been doing interviews and things.
All right. So when I said to you on the air, if you could, you know, try and work out what it is, you spent no time whatsoever.
No, I did.
Okay.
I consulted Mickey.
Yeah.
Lindley.
You weren't allowed to ask them. No.
Well, they didn't help me.
Oh, okay.
Mickey, Lindley and Johnny were all the finest minds upstairs.
Exactly.
That's like George, Sippy and Bungle.
George, Shane and Freddie.
Carolyn, I've no idea.
I'm a pink hippopotamus.
May the 4th. We do it every year. It's the only thing
just
that we...
as funny this time.
You've never heard it before, you snotty cows. Don't have a go at me. I'll come up there and slap you silly. And I don't know why you're laughing at Cotter. You didn't obviously know either.
Yeah, I'm Scottish and miserable. I don't care. I work at 5 Live during the week. Jeez, shove off, fat boy.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
And don't mention it.
Shut up.
May the 4th
be with you.
May the 4th
be with you.
May the 4th.
Yeah, all right, Carolyn, leave it. Come, my lady, come, my lady. Come on, yeah. Come on, yeah. Believe it or not, that's S Club 7.
Center Neptune Control, 7's Arc 7.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
All members of G-Force prepare the transmute to the fiery...
John Coleshaw is here. He's a Gold Sony Radio Award winner.
Metro, thank you with your lovely behalf.
Comedy Dave is here. He's won NAFOL.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
No, it was nice to see you there. Right, Crazy Town and then S Club 7 on Radio 1. Got an email about you, John.
Really?
Yeah, which says, comes in from Cy and Wend.
Cy and Wend.
Yeah, I think that's Simon and Wendy.
I reckon.
I don't think his real name is Cy and Wend. Bingwa Kumba. Why does John's Obi-Wan voice sound the same as the Tango ad? If you listen to the man in the belly on the Tango ad, it's the same as John's Obi-Wan Kenobi voice. Well, how many times do we have to explain this?
I was watching that and I thought, that sounds a bit like Obi-Wan, and so I nicked it off the telly voice, you see, and that's what I based my whole Alec Guinness impersonation on.
And who does the voice on the Tango ad?
I don't know, actually.
Well, if you look at the copy of Heat magazine, which is a fine magazine.
Oh, yes.
Heat magazine, this week's hottest celebrity news. Just 135. Harry Hill has been constantly mistaken as the bespectacled character in the new Tango Inside adverts. The ad star is actually John Coleshaw, the impersonator on Chris Moyles' Radio 1 show, and has recently been recording his own show for ITV. And Chris Moyles says if ITV don't hurry up and show it, they'll come around there and slap them all silly.
Yeah, come on, hurry up.
And there's a lovely picture of you looking like the Tango thing, which does look like a penis.
Doesn't it look like a carrot?
Penis.
Like, or a worm.
Penis.
Or a parsnip.
Parsnip.
I know, it's a bit thick up top to be a one of the really, isn't it? Anyway, never mind.
Well,
thanks, John.
Well, I'm certainly not going to... Let's compare. No.
I think it's the glasses and the roundness of the sort of, like, head.
John,
that,
bail out here.
Yeah.
That makes people think it's Harry Hill.
Yeah.
But can we do the voice now?
Shut up!
Huh? Can we do the voice now?
The voice?
Do you want us to do the voice now?
John.
Just to prove it's him. All right. Oh, Deco machine. We like this bit.
You ready?
Is it set?
Yes.
The fires of passion still burn brightly inside your friend. You must douse those flames. Make him believe that you've been carrying on with her for months.
No, I like the other one.
Yeah, go on. All right.
The touching one.
Cue Johnny. Oh, no. You're not still going out with her, are you? You've been wanting to get out of this relationship for years, and now the mother speaks of marriage. You must do something drastic, my friend. Make a pass at her father.
There you go!
It really is him.
Do you get a free tango for the rest of your life when you're one of those ads?
No, I've never had any free tango, actually, no.
It's an outrage.
I got a free tango sports bag.
Oh, well, there you
which
go.
Which I had
then.
To nick.
So hang on, so you didn't have been given anything then by tango?
No.
You nicked it, you thieved
no.
it. What's this dedication you want
to
do?
Oh, yeah, hello to Denise, Tom and Simon and the scruffy bloke from Mile End. Bumped into my friend Denise this morning. She says, do that. I said, all right, I will. So I did.
What else have we got to tell us about your week?
My friend Simon Tate from Mail Station Radio. Is that what you meant?
Yes. I love this. Just desperately hoping the story's going to come out. Sean,
sorry,
John,
I thought I'd forgotten something else.
Sean is friends with a guy who's a DJ on another radio station, and he's called Simon Tate. And I don't think we've met him, but
no.
He's given us a dedication on the show once before when we were in Blackpool, and quite literally talks like that.
Hello, and hello to Davey and Chrissy and Johnny, and they're on the way to somewhere very special for the, Radio 1 show road. And
anyway, he did a live broadcast today.
Right.
From a very special venue, and I wondered if you could guess where it might be from.
Was this in Blackpool?
This was in Blackpool.
He did a show.
His show came live today from a very special venue.
All right, let me. You get a guess each, right?
Okay.
From the top of the Blackpool Tower.
Wrong. Where am I?
From the end of the pier.
Wrong.
From the Big One roller coaster.
Wrong.
Is it in Blackpool?
Yes.
From the Waxwork Museum.
Wrong.
Live from a tram.
Wrong.
From the back of a donkey.
No.
Give up.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
Simon Tate's show today came live from the dry cleaners.
Yeah, no, that's a special outside broadcast. And what was the occasion of the show from the dry cleaners?
I don't know. I think they must have just paid a few quid to have the show come from there.
Live from Sketchley. Simon Tate.
Okay, so we'll play Dido with a new song, Thank You. And then we'll be talking to Maureen about service washes. Whatever you do, don't go away. Why can't we do our show from a dry cleaners, Will?
You want a dry cleaners? I'll get you a dry cleaners.
Yeah, I want to do a show from a dry cleaners. Just get it sorted, right? There's a beautiful dry cleaners in Hawaii that is meant to be quite nice. Just to prove the intelligence of the staff that work on this show, I'm sitting here and I'm singing, my tea's gone cold, like that. And Lizzie goes, I just asked you if you wanted a top-up. What? I just asked you if you wanted another cup of tea, and you said no. So I'm singing the song, and she looks at me like I'm stupid. And I went, on the Dido record, she goes, my tea's gone cold. And Lizzie goes, I went, have you not heard that? She goes, no. So on the M&M stand, my tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why. It's because I don't like M&M. We must have heard it. No. Clean your ears out.
Dipstick.
Oi.
Gently.
Don't
yeah.
stare.
Harsh that, Dave.
Call him something back. He just called you a dipstick. What would
I'm
he
not going to lower myself.
No,
to
no,
level.
Do. You can't get any lower, love. You're only about 4'11". Go on, call him something back. Go on.
Yeah, Gravy Boy. You
Gravy
Boy.
Gravy Boy, yeah, okay. She called you Gravy Boy, Dave. What are you going to say back? What are you going to say back? Come on.
Slapper.
Slapper! Alright, he's gone for slapper. How can you hit him? How can you get lower than that?
That's libelous. You know what? I'm going to sue you. I'm not going to insult
no,
you.
No, it's not technically because you are a bit of an old tart. So what are you going to do? How do you get him back? How do you get him? Just call you a slapper? We'll come and say something. Okay, so get him back. Come on.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. Oh, your little pet nickname from your girlfriend.
34.
Oh, Hot Rod. Okay, the battle is bigging it up now. Come on, Dave. Can he get her back? She just called you Hot Rod. What are you going to go for her with? Hit her with an insult. Come on. What's it going to be?
Don't want to play anymore.
Come on.
Silly sausage.
Come on.
Skateboard soap dodger.
Yeah. It's building up. It's just called you a skateboard soap dodger. How do you hit him back, Lizzie? How do you hit him back? Come on. Come on.
Big girl's blouse.
Yeah! Big girl's blouse. All right, so Lizzie, now, what's the score on that then, John? What's the score?
It's 30 all, or okay. So on.
30 all right, okay, so... What's Dave going to come up? Here he comes.
Bumpkin fancier.
Yeah! Okay.
40, 30.
Oh, okay, Dave's in the lead. All right, now, what can Lizzie do? What can she do? Here we go. All Dave's insecurities are just lying open for you to just jab him. Well, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? Are you going to go for the fact that he only spends £5 on his haircut? Are you going to go for the fact...
Seven.
For the fact he looks like he's always got fake tan on? Or what are you going to go for? His hairy legs? What are you going to go for? Come on.
Lack of coordination, boy, in both outfits and exercise.
Ooh, dreadful shot there from Lizzie. Not very good at all.
Fault.
Oh, dear. Okay, so Dave gets another shot at it. Can he come and win the game? He's almost there. Can he come up with a killer insult? Now, let's look at the options here. He could go for a real low, low blow there and say something about Lizzie's ugly Bristol tractor driving boyfriend. Oh, but will he go for something a little bit smarter? Here we go.
No, I'm out.
Oh, no!
Game is Buckingham.
There you go. Round of applause. Well done. And there'll be another top Radio 1 slagging fight at the same time Monday.
Radio 1, live in 2001.
The story so far.
This summer, Radio 1 is bringing you some of the biggest live events ever.
Ibiza.
Love Parade UK.
Iron Napa.
Reading and Leeds.
One big Sunday.
And this Bank Holiday Monday, you can choose to hear the live tracks of 2001. So far. Choose tracks from One Live in London.
The Evening Sessions.
Stereophonics Live at Scala.
Craig David at the Radio Theatre.
And the Sessions from Radio 1's Live Lounge. Each hour, you can select one of two tracks performed live for Radio 1 just by calling 08700 100 100. Bank Holiday Monday.
One day.
One Live. Radio 1.
Places. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jerry Halliwell will show off her yoga skills tonight on the Brian Connolly Show. That's a great show, isn't it? Brian Connolly. Genius. I'm Brian Connolly. Here's a top superstar guest that I weren't allowed to say anything. I'll just do a load of really, really poor gags.
Brian Connolly with Jerry Halliwell.
Mm.
Like pulling teeth.
She performs a headstand.
She probably had that stupid dog with her as well.
Do you know, I think she's actually...
No, she probably will, because she takes it everywhere.
Hang on a second, I am almost certain that you are right. Pages 12 and 13. I'm almost certain. Hang on a second. Yes, yeah, she's got the dog with her! Dave, how do you know that she'd have the dog with her?
She takes it with her everywhere.
She's always got the bloody dog with her!
Radio 1.
The dog's got a better singing voice than she has as well. Two dogs tonight in the Brian Connolly Show. Right, Missy Elliott and Daft Punk coming up after Carolyn and Andrew do news of sport. It's 5 o'clock.
Man accused of murdering Jill Dando stands trial.
In sport, Hendry hopes to plead his case with FIFA.
Radio 1 news means
the trial of the man accused of shooting Jill Dando on the doorstep of her home is underway. Prosecution lawyers say 42-year-old Barry George from southwest London was obsessed with celebrities and the BBC and fascinated with guns. He denies murdering the Crime Watch presenter 2 years ago. Many areas of the countryside sealed off because of foot and mouth have been reopened for the bank holiday weekend. They include parts of Mount Snowdon, Dartmoor and Dumfries and Galloway. But Cumbrian farmer John Chester says the move isn't right.
The people on the ground certainly know quite different. 3 or 4 miles away, we've had, what, 5 cases in this last 36 hours. So if you can call that under control, some people may believe it, not the local people.
A man's been shot dead in front of his wife in Belfast city centre. Police say he was approached by two men who then opened fire about an hour ago. Doctors in Newcastle say a man who's had a heart transplant from a murdered relative is improving. Lawrence McMonaghan is recovering at the city's Freeman Hospital after the life-saving operation to transfer the heart of a 22-year-old nephew, Mark Robinson. Richard and Judy have quit this morning to front a live chat show on Channel 4. It'll air 5 days a week, and ITV producers say they're already searching for new hosts for their mid-morning programme.
Scotland captain Colin Hendry has requested a personal hearing with FIFA in a bid to save his international career. The defender was banned for 6 games for elbowing a San Marino player in their World Cup qualifier. Tranmere Rovers have appointed Dave Watson their new manager. The former Everton midfielder has been caretaker boss at Prenton Park. Watford's new manager, Gianluca Vialli, has brought in Ray Wilkins and Steve Coppell as assistant coaches at Vicarage Road. And in the World Snooker Championship semis, John Higgins leads Matthew Stevens 8-6. Ronnie O'Sullivan is 10-6 up in Joe Swale. I'm Andrew Cotto.
The weather drizzle tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunny spells across the whole country. Next from us, in 45 minutes, we have a full roundup of day one of the Jill Dando murder trial, plus the student who fell 4,000 feet when her parachute failed but survived. And we've got the full story on why Richard and Judy are quitting ITV. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Carolyn?
Yes?
Say it.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah. May the 4th be with you.
What?
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, very nice. Richard and Judy, wow. What else did they say? I'll take it they've done a press conference.
They're going to Channel 4.
Yes.
They're not going wacky. They're going to be exactly the same.
That's a shame. I was really hoping Judy was going to do lots of topical sketches.
She's not going to be dressed in leather, said Richard.
I see in the news today that Emma Jerry Halliwell has we'll be back after the break.
That's mean.
Why is it mean?
Because she doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, she does.
She does not.
She does.
She doesn't.
The weird thing is, she reminds me of my mother. Now, this is no kind of lying on the couch type thing. It's not a problem that I have or anything, but Judy Finnegan, honestly, reminds me of my mother.
Well, she's nice. Cuddly and caring, isn't she?
You're trying to say my mother's fat?
No. Cuddly and caring.
Fat? You're saying Judy Finnegan's fat?
No.
She's not fat at all.
She's cuddly and caring.
So it means she's fat. She's fat and she's nosy.
She's not.
Cuddly's a bad word.
Yeah, caring means you stick your nose into other people's business.
It's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing. How dare you say that my mother is fat and Judy Finnegan is nosy?
I've never met your mother, but I'm sure she's very nice.
It's a bad thing.
That's a bad thing.
What about Richard Madeley? Do you reckon he'll come on our show?
I should think he would. He's game for a laugh, isn't he?
Well, he would have done.
Yeah, and so you just insulted his wife.
I didn't.
You did. You said she was fat and nosy. Andrew, you heard it, didn't you?
Like, I think the point is that yesterday at this time, there was a Page 3 girl came in to take over from Juliet Fennington. I want to know where the girl is to really...
Take over from you. Would you like a Page 3 girl to come and help you out with the sport?
Was she good? I didn't hear it.
She was ace.
Who cares, mate? She was a Page 3 girl.
Yeah, well, so am I. I've just got a problem voice.
All right, so do you want her to read the sport at Newsbeat naked? I will sort out the webcam to film you live.
If you like, Chris.
Brilliant. What I like about Andrew Cotter, he's just full of power, isn't he? Radio. Yeah, thank you. So, Andrew Cotter, what do you think of this Missy Elliott record? What about Daft Punk's One More Time? Are we going to play Fatboy Slim later? And we've got another funny phone call from John Culshaw. What do you think of working for BBC Sport? What do you think of your bosses? Oh, thank you very much. Missy be putting it down. I'm the hottest round. I told your mother... Y'all can't stop me now, listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds, and if you want me, then come on get me now. Is you with me now, the biggie, biggie bounce. I know you dig the way I switch my style.
That's a bad thing.
Sing around, let people gather around.
That's a bad thing.
Our listeners are the sickest listeners in the entire world. They're sick. As Chubby Brown once sang, sick as...
No.
Really?
No.
Would that be very offensive?
Very offensive.
So, Carolyn Atkinson was chatting away after the news, and I said, Judy Finnegan reminds me of my mother. And then Judy says, oh, she's cuddly and caring. Cuddly? So you're saying that my mum's fat, then? And all this, blah, 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 blah. So, no, it's true, Judy Finnegan does remind me of my mother. So an email comes in from Peter Marshall. Thanks very much, Peter Marshall, at Spark Data Systems Limited, which says, so does that mean, does your mum get them out in public as well, then? No, she doesn't. Although she has got huge cans. But that's another story. I love my mum, thank you very much. You leave her alone. They were just for my dad. years and years ago.
How can you describe your mother as having huge cans?
She has. She's got huge breasts.
That's really... And that's disgusting.
What?
You can't say
that's
that.
That's why I was fat as a child. There's a lot of milk in there. I never understand people who choose these things. Double A side, Fatboy Slim Star 69, but that is the far more superior weapon of choice.
It's ace,
huh?
It's good, that.
Featuring Bootsy Collins.
Bootsy Collins was in D-Light, was he not?
Mate, I have no idea. I thought he sang Girl Like You.
It's Edwin Collins.
Oh, yeah, right.
I thought he was in Genesis.
Oh, that's Phil Collins.
And he wasn't in Dynasty either. That was Joan Collins, before you ask. Irish boxer Steve Collins, no.
Doesn't he do afternoons on Capital? That's Martin Collins.
He'd done that dictionary, didn't he?
That's right, yeah, Bootsy Collins did the dictionary. You're right. Spot on. So why did the double A side? So go out and buy. If you first Star 69, you thought, because the first time I heard Star 69, I thought, it's not the best thing he's ever done. In fact. But that is great weapon of choice. Fat Boy Slim.
Is it stuck? There you go. Sorted.
Oh, is that people talking outside the door again?
They're annoying my sign.
Open the door and tell them. Oh, it's Trevor Loudmouth Cobb Nelson.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, where's the sign? Is it there?
From the door.
Show it to him. Just show it to him. Trevor, a little eye test for you. Read what that says, if you would.
I'm sorry, Chris. See you later, pal.
Trevor doesn't need a microphone. He's so loud.
Keep it zipped, Nelson.
Yeah.
Going home with your ass in a sling.
We'll kick your ass. I'll pop a cap in your ass, Nelson. Trevor Nelson.
Yeah, I'm Trevor Nelson. Welcome to the lick.
I'll lick your ass. No, hang on. I'll kick your ass. I'll rephrase that. Sorry. Of course, the excellent video features Christopher Walken. And if you want to see it, it's currently at Radio 1 Online. www.bbc.co.uk. Thank you very much. Right, Mojo and that Pied Piper record coming up, but we can hardly wait. Yeah. Just turn that into a bed.
Do you want that as a bed?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll do
that's
that.
That's nice.
That's a bad thing. 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 That's
ring
a bad
the thing. Back.
That's all you do when you're making records like that.
Should I ring Norman and try and get...
What?
Ring Norman and try and get
that's
one without...
That's a bad thing.
One without all the speaking on it.
Ring him now. Ring him now.
Ring Norman.
Ring
go on.
I've only got Zoe's number.
No ring Zoe.
Well, they live together since they got married.
She knows him.
Yeah. They thought, well, seeing as they were getting married, we may as well move in together. Go on, then. Go ring Zoe now.
All right, I will.
Watch him. Hi, Zoe. Yeah, Will. Kinder? Hello? Hello? Oh, obviously some kind of problem on the line there. I'll call them back.
Phone's ringing.
Go,
oh, yeah, that'll be Zoe ringing. My ass. I don't think so. Answer it then. Watch. I'll be silly Anorak listener with XD number.
Hello?
We'll put it down.
Hello?
Yeah, there's a surprise.
Hang on a minute.
Friend of the stars, Will Kinder. Oh, yeah, I know Zoe. She's such a great pal. She really is. I'll just give her a ring, shall I? Oh, it's engaged. What a shame.
Summer 2001 on Radio 1.
Celebrate summer 2001 with me, Dave Pearce, and the cream of the best DJs.
The Dance Parties 2001.
The Dance Parties are coming to you live all across the UK and on Radio 1. Join Seth Fontaine, Judge Jules, Danny Rampling, and myself, Dave Pearce, as we host the largest ever Radio 1 Dance Parties live across the UK, all from our massive open-air stage.
The Dance Parties 2001.
Kicking off tonight from 9, live from Princess Park in Southport, the special guest Yousef, and it's all free.
Free.
For more details, visit Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Dance Parties 2001, all summer and all free. Free. One live, one love, Radio 1.
Mojo, lady, hear me tonight. Yeah, for the first time. I can tell by the look in your eyes.
It's 25 past five. This is Radio 1. And coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, the legend that is Mr. Peter Kong.
Ka-ching, 2,000.
And then it goes off and does a gig. And tonight you can join Dave Pitts and Judge Jules from 9 o'clock for the Radio 1's first dance party of 2001. Coming, as it says here, live and direct from Prince's Park in Southport. With special guest, yourself, joining them behind the decks.
Yusuf. I thought it said yourself, actually. I thought I was booked for that gig.
Well, hang on, it depends who I'm talking to. John.
Yo.
With special guest, yourself.
Thank you very much.
Will. With special guest, yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Dave. With special guest, yourself.
Ta.
So Dave Pitts and Jules stand on stage. Dave goes to Jules. So, who's on the stage tonight there, Jules? And Jules goes, yourself. And Dave goes, yeah, I know, but who's joining us? Yourself. Yeah, I know, but who else is going to be here? So explain the idea of this phone call then, Jonathan.
We're phoning the general manager of a huge record store, and we're phoning him as Tony Blair, who wants a bit of advice on music for his kids.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Shall I dial him now?
Go on.
What are you doing? Your telephone in the moan.
It's working.
Tower Records, how can I help you?
Hello, Tower Records.
Hi.
Hello, my name's Charles Croft. I'm calling from Downing Street. Could I speak to the store manager for a moment, please?
Yeah, hold on. I'll try and get in touch with him.
Charles Croft at Downing Street.
Okay, hold on. Hello, can I help you?
Hello, Justin.
Yes.
Hello, Charles Croft at Downing Street. Just a moment. I've got a call from the Prime Minister for you. Just address him as Sir or Prime Minister. Probably not Tony. That's probably not the best idea. Just a moment.
What's this regarding?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry for this call so directly. It's my son's birthday coming up quite soon, and I needed some records to get for him. There was one particular piece of music that I was interested in trying to locate. I don't know whether you knew about it. It's the one that goes, you know, we're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that. What's that one?
I'm afraid I don't know. Right.
Do you really like this? Do you think it's wicked? What sort of stuff, you know, do the kids tend to like these days?
Eminem, that might be a good
Eminem.
One.
Oh, yeah, the, you know, the genuine Slim Brady bunch. Do you know the one where it goes, they know what is what, but they don't know what is what, they just strut?
No, you've got me there as well, I'm afraid. I'm not sure what that one is.
Is that, would that be sort of, you know, would that be hip-hop?
No, it's not really hip-hop. I recommend the Eminem for hip-hop. I think you'll really enjoy that one.
What's number one at the moment?
In the 7-inch chart.
Singles?
Oh, yes, it's Destiny's Child. You might like that one as well.
Destiny's Child?
Yeah.
That's I'm a Survivor.
That's the one, yeah. That might be good theme for the election, actually.
You thought I'd be stressed out, but I'm chilling.
Yeah, I think something along those lines might clinch it for you, actually.
Indeed. Indeed. What's ragga?
That's sort of a more reggae type of music, which...
So that's the kind of thing that, you know, goes, you know, booyaka, booyaka, jungle is massive, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's... you've got it there.
I see. Have you met the Spice Girls?
No, I haven't, actually.
No, I have.
You have, yes. That must have been a bit of a highlight.
It was, you know, I like Jerry, I think.
Yes, everybody seems to like Jerry.
And Mark Owen, she was quite nice too.
Yes, I'm not sure that she's a woman, though.
Really?
I'm not certain.
I got that distinct impression.
Really? Oh, well.
Well, thank you very much for the assistance that you've given. As far as music goes, you know, in this conversation, you've given me education, 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 and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, it's what we all need, you know. It's not much of it about.
So thank you very much indeed.
for your help that you've given us today.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Prime Minister.
Put them in a bag for me.
I will. They'll be here.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Do you really like
it? Come on! Do your impression there, Dave, because it's a classic.
What, a cappella?
No, the Iron Apple one. I like that one.
I can't do without the track. That one.
Yeah, it's uncanny. That's my favourite one.
It's sort of funny.
Right. Do you really like it? Is it wicked?
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that.
Do you really like it? Am I very sexy?
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that.
Do you really like it? Look at my big belly.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that.
Do you really like it? Would you like my number?
We're loving it, loving it, loving it.
Come on, John.
We're loving it like that.
Bring the beat back. Do you really like it? I missed a button.
Iron up, up, iron up, up.
Do you really like it? I wish I had instrumental.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that.
Feel free to do some ragga freestyling at any point.
Oh, I was just listening.
No, 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 we want to join in.
Oh, okay.
Do you really like it? This song gets on your nerves.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that.
Bring the beat back. Do you really like it? We don't have many lyrics.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that.
High enough on. Do you really like it? It goes and goes on forever.
We are loving it, loving it, loving it. As part of a sustainable economy.
Oh, do you really like it? Here is Chris Eubank.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. Because of its positiveness.
Yeah, do you really like it? Here is Dale Winton.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that.
Yeah, do you really like it? Here is Prince Nassim.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. I'll be right back and I'll win.
Yeah, do you really like it? Here is Ian Hislop.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. Was it a bride? Or...
Do you really like it? Here's Martin Navratilova.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it, loving it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Boo!
Sounds like a Silurian battle cruiser.
No, it's faithless.
The flavors of my life are become bitter sea.
Faithless and we come one. Okay.
Can that be once?
Okay. No, I don't know. But then we came, though, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Past tense. Tomorrow we're going to be doing the Saturday morning show live from a hotel in Cardiff, getting ready for the FA Cup final. Matt Chapman will be there, a few celeb footy fans. And you can come and see the show, meet me and Dave, and then hang around to watch the game on a big screen afterwards, and hopefully drink some free beer. Whoa!
Rocking.
Shall I play my bet? Shall I play my bet?
Go on, then.
All right. Every Saturday morning we do this thing called Hello, I'm Listening. And we phone people up who've given us their number, and they have to answer the phone with the words,
Hello, I'm listening.
Thank you. If you want to register for it, you're going to get to an email at some point. hello.listening@bbc.co.uk is the email address that you need to send it to. hello.listening@bbc.co.uk. If we call you back during the show tomorrow, you answer with Hello, I'm listening. You plus one will join us in Cardiff the following week for our FA Cup final party. You'll have to make your own way back to Cardiff, and you don't get to go to the match, but you'll be part of a small audience to watch the show. So there you go. You can't say better than that, can you?
Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Ask your written details. Ample free parking.
Escalators can go up as well as down.
Your home is at risk
if you leave the doors and windows open.
Yeah. So hello.listening@bbc.co.uk. Email us your name and phone number at some point between 10 and tomorrow. We'll ring a few of the numbers. If you answer with Hello, I'm listening, you can be coming with us to Cardiff and watching the FA Cup from the nearest point possible that doesn't actually mean you need a ticket to get in. I believe the tickets for this are rarer than the actual tickets for the FA Cup.
I've right? heard that, yeah.
I've heard it too. Because I said it. Westwood's going to be on at 11 o'clock tonight. Special guest Nelly will be in the studio. Say goodbye to the circus, and we'll be saying hello to Tim Westwood at 11. A dance party from 9 o'clock with Dave coming live from Princess Park in Southport. Make a move here on the dance floor. Gotta move on, this is near real hardcore. From the front to the back, that's where I was at. You know, the
say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, ball, ball. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind.
Shut up.
This goes out to all the DJs.
That's a bad thing.
When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, 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 rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. This goes out to all the dudes.
Jeez. Tomorrow morning's guest, by the way, is going to be Patrick Keelty. Very, very funny man. And very, very good drinker. That we worked out one night.
Yeah. One late night.
Yeah. Dangerous drinker. You'd like him, John.
Really old. Yes.
I think, I believe he's a good friend of Jack's as well.
Friend of Jack's is a friend of mine.
DJ,
thank you very much, by the way, to lovely Rachel, who's been working on the show, I don't know, for like, what seems like a year. She only came for 1 week and stayed for three. So, thank you very much to lovely Rachel. And she bought us all some chocolates that Will and John and David have been woofing through the entire show. So, thank you very much. We shall miss your very amazing talents and your very well-fitting jeans that you've been wearing over the past 3 weeks. I don't know if anyone else has noticed. Well, I know for a fact Will has.
I'd notice as well.
So thank you very much, lovely, lovely Rach.
All the best, Rach.
Where is lovely, lovely Rachel, is he?
She's in there.
Oh, okay. Thank you, lovely, lovely Rach. Oi! 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 He farted on the way through his record. Big guff. Electric Avenue.
Radio 1.
So tonight, Westwood will be on at 11 o'clock. The Radio 1 Dance Party with Dave Pearce and Judge Jules is live from 9 o'clock from Prince's Park in Southport with special guest yourself on the decks.
Thanks very much.
That's all right. And stand by for the living legend that is Mr. Pete Tong. The official start to the weekend is at 6 o'clock. After Newsbeat, it's 5:45.
2 years after her death, a man goes on trial accused of killing Jill Dando. Also tonight, a new deal to stop child slavery in the chocolate trade.
I think it's terrible. I'm only glad I don't eat chocolate that often, otherwise I'd have a complex.
A woman loses her legal fight to save the sheep she's keeping in her living room.
It's just so unfair the way they just come in and they just ruin people's lives. Those sheep have done nothing to anybody.
Plus, the student who survived when her parachute failed to open at 4,000 feet.
I've got a very hazy memory of being in the plane before we took off, and then nothing.
And why have Richard and Judy traded in their ITV sofa for one at Channel 4?
We'll always look back on it with enormous fondness, but I hope the most exciting years of our professional lives are still to come.
Radio 1 News Newsbeat.
But first tonight, a man described as being...